Okay, so fellas, let's go ahead and give Danny a little bit of space right now, yeah? Y'all don't mind showering at home, do you?
Oh, coach, if it's okay with you, some of us prefer to take long baths at home.
Absolutely. Yeah,
no, okay, that'll work too. Okay, oh, and hey, way to play out there today. Y'all kick their butts from soup to nuts. Don't worry, we're gonna get a W soon. We'll see you goldfish on Monday.
Goldfish?
By means to forget our mistakes and failures and just move on.
But I didn't make any mistakes. Only you played poorly.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Hey, guys, Jan Maas is not being rude. He's just being Dutch.
Yeah. Oh.
Apple TV's Ted Lasso Season 2 returns July 23rd. Everybody, the entire world is excited about this amazing show. And guess what? We have a great, great show for you. I chat to Jason Sudeikis, who plays Ted Lasso, Brendan Hunt, who plays Coach Beard, co-creators of the show as well, and Phil Dunster, who plays Jamie Tart. We talk about the show, what to expect, and just the popularity and the growth of love that has become Ted Lasso. Be curious, not judgmental. Ted Lasso begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gigo Lasso CBS Sports. It's an absolute pleasure as we discuss and look ahead to the greatest show ever made, Ted Lasso. And here joining me, of course, is Brendan Hunt, co-creator and, of course, Coach Beard and co-creator and Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Guys, how are you? Good to have you. Good to see you.
Great to be had. Great to be seen.
Great. Luis, I want to play a game with your wall here because I recognize some of it. On my upper left, you've got World Cup 1950. On my lower left, World Cup 66. On my lower right, that's, I believe, 70. It's definitely one of the Mexico ones. But then up on the upper right, I'm not sure which one that is.
This one right here, you have 1950, 1954. 1970, 1966, Brendan Hunt. That was very impressive, my friend. And then you got Peru when we made the World Cup and my lifelong team, Aston Villa. Brendan, you already got the brownie points for that, man.
We're bearing the headline. My man Luis looks remarkably like Pep Guardiola. I mean, come on, what are we doing?
Hey, if I had his brain, I would be so happy, Jason. That would be amazing. Yeah.
If I had his waist size, I'd be happy.
That's true.
He's lying. You know what I mean? A little tiny little waist son of a gun. How's he doing? Just taking those sides.
You know what, though, Jason?
We body met, playing golf.
But Jason, last year we talked when I was with Sports Illustrated, and I said we talked about Jurgen Klopp a little bit. Are you moving now to Pep a little more? Or are you sticking with Jurgen Klopp and your mirroring?
Pep's always been a show favorite. You know, Man City is my FIFA default team. But when Coach Klopp, you know, gave Ted Lasso a shout out as prompted by our good pal Arlo White, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
We were incredibly flattered that he dug the show, and equally as charmed that his wife did not.
well said, my friend, and shout out to Arlo White, my friend, as well. Excellent stuff. Listen, everybody, guys, I've seen the first three episodes. Just absolutely fantastic stuff. Jason, as I mentioned, we talked last year right before season one was about to kick off, and it was about just the excitement of seeing the audience watch Ted Lasso. This is a question for both of you. Did you expect this kind of global reception now as we head into season two?
Heck no. Like, I mean, you know, stay hungry, stay humble. I thought someone would like it because I thought we had made a good show, something that we were proud of. And, you know, being from Kansas, I think, you know, that, and both of us from the Midwest, it's kind of like, oh, if we're making something that we think our friends and family will like, then that means, you know, a certain amount of people will like it. But no, the response that the show has had, both, you know, culturally, critically, you know, personally for us has been overwhelming and really, really incredible.
That's great.
Conversely, I expected a bigger reaction, and I'm a little disappointed that people haven't caught on as much as I thought they would. I thought we would have an Oscar and a Grammy by now.
Me too.
I guess we'll just keep doing this.
Well, you know,
that feedback.
Well, Christo might get it, right, for his song. Maybe he might get a Grammy. You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Listen, let me just quickly ask you about season two. As I mentioned, I watched the first three episodes. I'm not going to give too much here, but The energy's there. The vibes are there. The optimism. One thing that I noticed, and this is again to both of you, is that season one was about the existential journey of Ted Lasso, I felt, right? Finding his own self as he entered Richmond, etc. This one, to me, I feel is now being collectively shared. Everybody is trying to find themselves in one way or another. Would you say that was a conscious decision as you created the narc of the narrative?
Absolutely. Yeah. It really, that first season was, yeah, I would say, you know, dealing with the external situation. And yes, Ted started to have those internal struggles, you know, bubble up. But we also were seeding all this opportunity for you to lean in and learn about and hopefully, you know, fall in love with these other characters. And so now you get to see a little bit more of what's going on inside their heads, hearts, and souls. But yeah, that was definitely intentional. And it's great because in the writing of the season, you know, we could just pair up any of these two characters and, you know, scene ideas just popped off everybody's brains and lips because we knew the characters well enough and the way the actors took them over and, you know, made them these, you know, three, in many cases, four dimensional, you know, actual people, just made the writing not only fun, but also relatively easy just because we didn't have to invent. We only had to sort of follow their leads.
Brendan, I didn't know if you wanted to add something before we said goodbye, but if you shared the same sentiments.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just spot on, Luis, for clock. Yeah, because that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, that's great. I'm going to get my bosses to give me a bonus for getting that one right. Brendan, Jason, an absolute pleasure. July 23rd is the date. Season 2, Ted Lasso. Guys, I'm so happy for the show, for everything. Juno Temple is an absolute legend. I can't wait to see more of her. Well done, and thank you so much.
Absolutely, man. Good to see you again. Cheers.
Stay right here with us because we'll be back right after these messages because I chat to Jamie Tart, Phil Dunster, as we talk about his character and everything, including this show. Stay right here. Ted Lasso. Okay, well, Lasso. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Joining us now on Que Golazo CBS Sports is Phil Dunster, who plays the lovable, maybe, unquote, Jamie Tart with an ego bigger than Man City's transfer budget. Phil, an absolute pleasure, my friend. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Thanks, mate. I appreciate that introduction.
Phil, it's an absolute pleasure. I talked to Jason last year. Going to talk to him as well for this season. Ted Lasso, my friend. Honestly, it's incredible. Just the global reception from last year to now, as we look ahead to season 2. Did you ever expect that?
Man, I've got to say, I think whenever you make any show, you don't really know what to expect. I think that we knew that this show looked at things like kindness. It looked at, you know, reassessing things like masculinity and leadership. But, you know, you hope for the best, right? You hit and hope for the best. And they had assembled an incredible team for it. So the ingredients were there, but when it comes to making a show, you never know. And so, no, I think we weren't, well, I certainly wasn't sort of anticipating it in the way that it has sort of captured the hearts and minds. You know, I think that I've never worked on a show so much that I feel like the people who have worked so hard to create it truly, truly deserve, you know, those wonderful things that people have been saying. So it's a credit to the creators.
No, absolutely. And a credit to the creators and the cast, including yourself, of course. Listen, I'm Peruvian, but I grew up in England and I went to uni minutes from Richmond. So this is very personal to me, just watching you guys do their thing. So it's absolutely amazing. Just, you know, just watching, you know, a neighborhood of mine, you know, come to life. So I thank you for that part, Phil. A quick question. This is a football podcast, of course, CBS Sports. Are you a soccer fan in real life?
Totally, 100%. I see you've got an Aston Villa. You got an Aston Villa flag, or
lifelong Villa fan, my friend. Yep.
Love to see it, man. Yeah, I am hugely, and so the opportunity to play a footballer, I was like, yes, I want that so much. Yeah.
Who's your team?
My team is AFC Wimbledon.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. What, even from back in the day as well?
Actually, no, not Wimbledon FC. It was after the resurrection. And
oh, Milton Keynes, that's right.
Did you have to say their name, really? they who shall not be named. Yes, the franchise took over and wafted away to some other part of the country. And then the resurrection that is AFC Wimbledon, they're a Phoenix club. They were bought by the fans and created, and, you know, and they've returned back to their spiritual home of Plough Lane, and they now play there. And it's a wonderful story. And they have a great community outreach program and, you know, a great women's team. And yeah, it's a great club. It's a great club.
That's great, Phil. Listen, let's go back to Jamie for a second. I think you do such a great job, obviously. And, you know, in the last, I'm not giving too much away here, but in season one, obviously we know what happens, but in season two, I feel that he's going through an existential journey, right? An identity sort of search. How would you agree with that? And how did you find playing Jamie in the second season?
I think existential journey is a really great way of putting it. So I'm going to steal that for these conversations that I'm having today.
That's okay, Phil. That's all right. You can take it.
Thanks, man. I think this is the fun bit. This is one of the many fun bits of playing someone like Jamie Tartt, a punchable kind of guy, that you start off in season one thinking he's one thing. I think the whole audience and myself included go, oh, he's the prima donna, you know, selfish, arrogant footballer. And as we go through the season, we start to see he's learned the word sorry. He's learning how it is that you take responsibility for your actions. And I think that you're right. It's a crossroads that we find him in at the start of season two. He's in a different guise. And you're right. I think existential crisis is a really good thing. I mean, he's sort of at this, he's sort of, you know, I think a lot of people get this when they're, you know, 23, 24, 25, having this sort of quarter life crisis where they're like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't know if this is right. So as you say, he is sort of having, I don't know if it's a meltdown, but he's certainly like, you know, trying to figure out where he's going. And it's great fun because that's what drama is. It's conflict. It's, you know, trying to have stasis in a world of chaos.
Absolutely right. Phil, it's an absolute pleasure talking to you, my friend. Ted Lasso premieres on Apple TV July 23rd. Jamie Tartt, obviously part of it. Good luck with AFC Wimbledon. I'll give you some comments on Villa whenever you want, but you're always welcome on KOLS on CBS Sports, my friend. Good luck with the future. And honestly, Ted Lasso, we're such big fans, and keep it moving, my friend. Well done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate those kind words. Thanks, man.
Hey, everybody. I want to thank Jason Sudeikis, Brendan Hunt, and Phil Dunster, and of course, Apple TV for joining us today. Don't forget, Ted Lasso begins July 23rd, season two. And don't forget, go over to cbssports.com and read my full review. It's going to be a good one. I promise you. And don't forget, we're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube. Follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. Have a great, great rest of your day.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.